Radio for Kids!
Hi, welcome back to Radio for Kids. I'm Callie, your Radio for Kids host for the 2026 season. Last time on Radio for Kids, we learned that good citizens are patient. This time, we will learn how good citizens are responsible. Do you know what responsible means? The Bell family is talking about this now. Let's listen and find out.
We are the Bell family.
I'm Mom.
I'm Rosa.
I'm Nora.
I'm Grace.
I'm Miles.
I'm Benji.
I'm Dad.
In the last Radio for Kids broadcast, we learned about patience. You are all patient and waited to hear today's broadcast. Listen now as my family sits around the living room while discussing responsibility. Are you a responsible citizen? Listen and find out.
This book I am reading, Over the Last Hurdle, talks about a boy named Otto learning to be responsible. What does that even mean?
It means to do what you have to do, and do what you say you are going to do.
Yeah, and it means you understand that your actions don't only affect you, but also affect others, like your classmates, your family, and your neighbors.
Right. You keep your promises, and if you make a mistake, like we all do sometimes, you try to fix the mistake.
You all have responsibilities at home. Why don't you all think of one?
Doing chores. I help with dishes and make my bed.
I do my homework. I make lunch for school.
I study for my tests, and I vacuum.
I put my laundry away from the basket.
Okay, now think of responsibilities outside the home.
All those things we've talked about, like being respectful and kind towards others, are responsibilities.
Admitting mistakes and apologizing, being honest.
Following safety rules.
Picking up litter, respecting property at church and school.
Watching the baby when mom is busy.
You are full of ideas today. When you are responsible, it helps us have a happier home. You do better in school and feel better about yourself. People will be more likely to trust and respect you, and you will get along better with your friends, classmates, family, and neighbors. It's part of being a good citizen. God wants us to be responsible. Someone read James 4:17.
If anyone, then, knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them.
That teaches us that when we know what is right but don't do it, it's a serious matter. Who wants to read Colossians 3:23?
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters.
That teaches us that we should do everything as if we are working for God Himself. Now read Galatians 6:5.
For each one should carry their own load.
We all have our own responsibilities, and it is important to manage them ourselves as much as we are able. That way, we can be good citizens contributing to the community, our family, the school, and the church.
We have a sign in our class that says, "Responsibility is doing what we know is right, even when no one is watching."
And God is always watching, even when no one else can see us. But He also knows we aren't perfect. Sometimes we fail to be responsible. How good it is that He also offers forgiveness for all the times we don't succeed.
I think I understand. I want to get back to my book and find out if Otto learns to be responsible.
What did you learn about being responsible? It takes courage to be responsible. And that is the topic for the next broadcast. Don't forget to tune in.
Yeah.
We just heard Song of Zion 414, Gracious Lord, You Give to Us, from the LLC album, Lord Bless This Home. Before that, the Bell family talked about being responsible. They said responsibility means doing what you need to do, like chores or homework. It also means doing what you say you will do. If you say you will clean your room, you clean it. In Song 414, we heard about duties we do to help the congregation. A duty is like a job, such as church cleaning, teaching Sunday school, or serving coffee. Doing our church duties is another way we can be responsible. The Bell family also said that being responsible means you know that your actions affect others. For example, if you have a pet, your pet needs you to take care of it. If you don't, it might get sick or die. What are some good ways to take care of a pet? In our next article, we'll find out. This article is called Having a Pet is a Big Responsibility. It is from the January-February 1995 Shepherd's Voice. Let's listen to Grace read the article now.
Having a pet is a big responsibility. Do you have a dog at your house? Is he a special friend? Does he wait for you to come home? Is he happy to see you? If you are kind to your dog and spend time with him, he will talk to you in his own way. He lets you know if he's happy, sad, angry, lonesome, cold, or hot. Having a dog is a big responsibility. Here are some ideas that may help you care for your dog. Train your dog. If you want him to grow up into a well-mannered, happy dog, he needs to be trained. Keep your dog healthy. He needs fresh water to drink and good food to eat. He needs shade when he is hot and a warm place to go. When he is cold, he will need shots from the vet. The shots will keep him from getting sick. Don't tease your dog. Some people think it's funny to tease a dog. It confuses him and can make him do mean things to people. A dog who is mean isn't safe to keep.
We just heard Grace read Having a Pet is a Big Responsibility from the January-February 1995 Shepherd's Voice. When we take care of a pet, we are being responsible. Some ways we can take care of a pet are giving it food or water, training it, or treating it kindly. Another example of being responsible is having a job. In our next article, My Summer Job, Amanda Vantola tells us about her summer job. She explains how her job has taught her to be responsible. This article is from the October-November 2002 Shepherd's Voice. Let's listen to Rosa read the article now.
Last summer, I worked with my brother Jared and our friend Dustin Smyer. We had our own business doing landscaping and odd jobs for people. We advertised by putting flyers in stores, laundromats, gas stations, and offices. People we worked for also told their friends and relatives, and they called us. I wanted to earn money for trips and save money to buy a car when I turned 16. I started this job about a week before school started. Once school started, I worked after school from 4:30 to 6:30. During the summer, it fills up about half of the day, and then the rest of the day I have chores to do and hang out with friends. I like having a job because it gives me something to do. I learned about landscaping and what I would like in my yard. Having a job has taught me to be responsible, like going to work even when you'd like to do something else. It is a responsibility to return phone calls, pay cell phone bills, and call customers to confirm that we will be working that week. I get to work with friends, and my parents treat me like I am much older. I plan to keep doing this work because people count on us every week to keep their yards up.
We just heard Song of Zion 471, Father Guide Me in Your Truth, from the LLC album Guide Me in Your Truth. Before that, we heard Rosa read My Summer Job from the October-November 2002 Shepherd's Voice. We learned that sometimes being responsible means We will go to work or do our chores even when we don't want to. It isn't always easy to be responsible, and sometimes we fail, like we heard earlier during the Bell family's discussion. How good is it that God offers forgiveness when we fail? Now it's time to hear from our Radio for Kids reporter, Anya. Let's listen as she interviews Sailor about her family.
Hi, I'm Anya, and today we will be learning about my guest, Sailor. Tell us about your family. Who is in your family?
Mac, Mom, me, Mom, and Dad.
What do you like to do with your family?
Play outside and go swimming when it's summer.
And then what do you love about your family?
Making cards.
Thanks for joining us today.
We just heard Song of Zion 5:24, I'm Amazed at God's Creation, from the LLC album Songbird. Before that, our Radio for Kids reporter Anya interviewed Sailor about her family. We hope you had fun learning about responsibility with us on Radio for Kids. Next time on Radio for Kids, we will learn about courage. See you soon.
Radio for Kids. Radio.